This weekend, Bankstown will be turning into a foodie's paradise with Bankstown Bites. This is the 20th year for the Vibrant Festival. You can kick things off Friday evening with a new pre-festival event at Bankstown Art Center. There'll be a bunch of fun, creative, food-inspired surprises, such as paint and sip and sculpted charcuterie. On Saturday, expect plenty of food vendors, live DJs, celebrity chefs, and interactive activities. We'll be speaking to Jenny Noble from Canterbury Bankstown Council about what to expect from Bankstown Bites. Hi, Jenny.
Hello, how are you?
Great, how are you?
Very good. Thanks so much for having us on the show today.
Of course. What can we expect from Bankstown Bites for its 20th year? Is there anything special planned for its anniversary?
Well, honestly, what isn't special about it? I mean, for every year for 20 years, we've been welcoming celebrity chefs to the community. And this year, we have two top-tier celebrity chefs. So we've got Karima Hazim, Big Sam Young. And this year, they're going head-to-head on the main stage with a bake-off. Plus, I mean, every year our stores grow and grow. We have over 50 stores at the festival this year, cooking demonstrations, masterclasses, creative fun and free art exhibitions and workshops with spin on art a la carte. So definitely special would be an understatement.
It sounds really exciting. And as you've touched on, there is plenty to do outside of food and drink. What was the reason for making such a comprehensive, fun festival?
Well, I guess many cities claim to be the melting pot of culture, right? And you know, having grown up in Canterbury Bankstown, it's certainly been a vibrant mix of cultures from Lebanese, Asian, Greek, Italian, Indian, Nepalese, Fijian. You know, like these communities, they have something in common. They love to cook, eat, celebrate together. And, you know, food isn't just food here. It's family. It's stories. And Bankstown Bites is like inviting the world to our kitchen and savoring these moments.
Wow, yeah. What are you personally most excited about at this year's Bankstown Bites?
Good question. It's our 20th birthday, so we certainly had to go big. I mean, when does Bankstown ever not go big? This festival attracts over 14,000 visitors to the event every year. And so for the first time, you mentioned earlier too, we're launching an added sneak peek experience on the eve of the event. So think of like a pre-party with live DJ, giveaways, and more so it's the tasty previews and some seriously Instagrammable desserts. So I'm excited to see some of the most viral and never before done foodie trends. So you'll have some serious FOMO if you're not here for that event too.
I think I'll have FOMO if I don't go. What's the importance of having community events like Bankstown Bites in Bankstown?
Sorry, I missed that. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. What's the importance of having community events like this in Bankstown?
Our community don't just love food. Like, we all love each other. And our community having over 120 plus nationalities in our city, the community, they show up, they support small businesses, and they really bring the energy and food banter. So events like this, they aren't just fun. They're a reminder of how strong, proud, resilient, and flavor-packed our community really is.
Wow, I'm really excited for Bankstown Bites. That was Jenny Noble from Canterbury Bankstown Council. Bankstown Bites will be taking place this weekend and it is free. Head down to Bankstown Arts Centre on Friday between 5:30 and 9:30 p.m. for a pre-festival sneak peek event. On Saturday, head to Olympic Parade at Griffith Park from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. to explore all the festival has to offer. Thank you so much, Jenny.
Thank you so much. We're happy to see you all there.